COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. Symptoms of this respiratory disease include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms may show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. If you're experiencing these symptoms and have come in contact with or in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and or consult a physician. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I'm your host, Dan Scotland. If you are currently a medical marijuana patient and want to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com. Feel free to hit us up on Instagram at iamcannabissativa. You can also find me on Twitter at icsativapod. You can find and subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor FM, Overcast, Radio Republic, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play Music Store, and more. Please rate and review us on iTunes, as rating and reviewing us will bump up the pod on their algorithm and put this podcast in front of even more eyeballs. If you like what we are doing, please become a Patreon supporter of the podcast and support us. Supporting us helps us to keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. And you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IAmCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support this podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 tier if you're feeling extra generous. A special thanks to our current patrons and supporters. Shout out to friends of the show Reefer Revolution for supporting the podcast. Shout out to our new Patreon and friend of the show, Gracie Gatto. Shout out also to Joy One Love 420, also a friend of the show and founder of Keystone State Reviews. Becoming a Patreon or financially supporting us through Anchor, Patreon, PayPal gets you perks like early episodes, exclusives, and shout outs at the beginning of every episode. We also have been recently syndicated by friend of the show, Russ Belfill, and will now be featured weekly on Radical Russ Radio right before his show from Monday 7 a.m., Tuesday 9 a.m., Wednesday 11 a.m., Thursday 1 p.m., and Friday 3 p.m., all Mountain times. And without further ado, let's get to the episode. Been a while since you heard that one, but this is a victory. Again, like I keep saying, we're getting a red wave. And on this podcast, again, it's I've been saying for the past 4 years, we're an indie populist podcast, so I don't take political sides. You know, I lean towards being for the little guy. So, and again, I do believe in social justice to a degree, but overall, I'm not either a Democrat or Republican. I take zero. I don't really take sides. So, in terms of what we do, I'm goal oriented. I'm mission oriented. It's all about completing the mission, like they say in the military. And whoever we got to break bread with to get that mission done, that's what I'm willing to do. You know, you need allies in all American political parties to get this project done. And this is a good thing. So let's read about this. This is not going to be a brief. I mean, this is not going to be a very long article. It's going to be pretty brief. So we'll get through it pretty quickly. This must end. Texas AG commissioner advocates for expanding marijuana use. Again, this is like a Nixon goes to China thing. In a state like Texas, where the GOP controls most of the politics there, you're going to need Republican buy-in to get the policies you want. So having allies in the Texas legislature and the Texas government, that's always going to be a good thing, especially in a conservative leaning state like Texas. So again, I welcome things like this and developments like this. So let's read this. This must end. Texas AG commissioner advocates for expanding marijuana use. Austin from KXAN. As Texans increasingly signal their acceptance of marijuana legalization, the Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller, a Republican, said he supports the expansion of medical marijuana access and nodded to conservative states that have legalized the drug for adults altogether. All right, this is good. So you have somebody in a major position in Texas government saying that he's okay with adult use, even though arch conservatives like Dan Patrick and Governor Abbott are deadly against it. This is a good thing. You need allies in all parties on this. We're pragmatists on this podcast. We're not one of those types that does the whole "you can't sit with us" sort of thing. If I got to break bread with conservatives to get the mission done, I'm willing to do it. And if you don't like that, unsubscribe. In a letter, Miller said he believes government should only be allowed to make something illegal for a powerful reason or set of facts. Exactly. Not because you don't like the smell. I don't like the smell of Thousand Island dressing, and I don't like the taste and smell of Jägermeister. But I don't want to make it illegal for responsible adults. That's the difference between me and a lot of anti-weed conservatives and moderates and Democrats that hate the plant. That's the difference between me and them. I may not like something, but as long as people are not hurting someone doing it, it should be fair game to do within reason. You should not be, again, it's like there's a boomer tendency to act entirely on emotion and entirely on "this is reality because I say so." That needs to end, and it's strangling our politics globally. And I'm not going to apologize for making these A-sides like people my family try to get me to do. I'm not. I'm blunt too, and I call things as I see it too, and I have the right to. I'm sick of people telling me I don't. Calling it like I see it, that's what we do here. We don't take any political sides. And I don't apologize for it for a second. In a letter, Miller says But let's read it again. In a letter, Miller said he believes government should only be allowed to make something illegal for a powerful reason or set of facts. He also compared the marijuana laws now to alcohol prohibition of the 1920s. Quote, "As I look back, I believe that cannabis prohibition came from a place of fear, not from medical science or analysis of the social harm." Ding, ding, ding. Sadly, the roots of this came from a history of racism, classism, and a large central government with an authoritarian desire to control others. This commissioner should tell that to the rest of his party. Because Ron DeSantis, like I mentioned, he would veto legal adult use cannabis because he doesn't like the smell. Even though he probably did it willy-nilly as a college student of the 90s in Harvard. Did it willy-nilly like a fish, yet... wants to block you from doing it and you from having over-the-counter access and keeping your Second Amendment rights. He wants to veto your ability to do it. Again, a lot of these Xers are just as bad as the boomers they're replacing. And I don't apologize for saying that. "It is anti-American in its origins, as could be imaginable," he wrote. Miller pointed to other states around the country that have outright legalized medical marijuana, including more conservative-leaning states like Oklahoma and Florida. Yeah, there's like the Oklahoma and Texas rivalry makes the Massachusetts and New York one look like child's play from things I've read. It is something else over there. He also noted that 18 states have legalized marijuana for all adults, including Arizona, Montana, and Alaska as well.
And Missouri is going to do it. Missouri, that's also a red state, is going to do it too. And Michigan, that's politically divided, legalized it in 2018. Red states can legalize weed and still keep their red policies. While I am not sure that Texas is ready to go that far, I've seen firsthand the value of cannabis as a medicine to so many Texans, Miller wrote. I'm guessing because Texas is controlled mostly by Republicans that this AG is a conservative too. So you need people like him saying this, because you're going to have a red wave and they're going to, I've been saying these past couple of weeks, They're gonna roll cannabis into the culture war, into the moral panic of the 2020s, and the moral panic of 2022. They're gonna roll cannabis in. Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham were blaming cannabis on the recent shootings instead of you know, these parents not seeing the signs that these kids were gonna shoot people up and hurt people, instead of intervening when they should, and instead of those parents getting RICO laws sicked on them, you know, you have people like Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham blaming marijuana, because again, it's based from a place of fear. We don't want to lose our quaint little red state, and we do not want our kids becoming too much of minority lovers, so we have to keep the weed away from them. That's what a lot of these boomers and a lot of these boomer flying monkeys, which sadly some of the X generation is becoming. That's what they're doing. They're saying, oh, we don't like the smell, or that's the new game plan. Oh, we don't like the smell of it, so I need to veto that bill off rip. Same crap, different day. Different toilet. While I'm not sure that Texas is ready to go that far, I've seen firsthand the value of cannabis as medicine to so many Texans, Miller wrote. On the opposite end of the discussion, and perhaps most vocally opposed to decriminalization, is Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. This is the guy that was saying, that was blaming the rise of COVID like last year on black people not getting vaccines or whatever. This is the same mother trucking boomer. And he's not even, y'all know he wasn't even born in Texas. He was born in Maryland. This poser. Quote, and again, he blocked cannabis decriminalization and concentrate defelonization and reform on medical marijuana last year when they meet up, because in Texas the legislature only meets up every other year, not every year. And the lieutenant governor is the if they control the Senate. If the lieutenant governor's party controls the Senate, the lieutenant governor is the president of the Senate. So Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick is a very powerful lieutenant governor. He's effectively president of the Senate. So if something passes in the House, if he doesn't like one detail of a bill or he wants to impose his own bias, he has free reign to do it and has been doing it for years. Quote, the lieutenant governor has made it pretty explicitly clear that he's not on board for lessening the state's drug laws around marijuana, said Joshua Blank of with UT Austin's Texas Politics Project. But I think like any other public figure, if pressure continues to mount, especially within his own party, there's no reason he can't change his mind. No, boomers are the wrong and strong generation. They're never wrong, and they never ever want to take an L. They'll just triple down on a stupid position. Dan Patrick's like kid would have to, his kids or his grandkids, I believe he has a lot of kids, but his kids or his grandkids would have to be damn near dying from terminal disease that only marijuana could help before that guy changes his mind. Because that's how conservatives work. It's only a problem if it affects me personally. Again, we don't pick any political sides. We're equal smoke for all parties. Texas is evolving on marijuana, so what would it take to change the laws? Meanwhile, during his re-election campaign, Governor Greg Abbott has struck a moderate tone. Yes, but he did this the last time he was running for re-election. He was like, "Oh, I'm open to decriming it." But his henchman, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, who's president of the Senate, is this good cop, bad cop thing. Oh, I've opened the decrim, but my lieutenant governor, I know he's going to block it, and I'm not going to stop him from blocking it, so I'm going to talk like I care about the voters, even though I don't. He's doing the same thing he did when he was running, when he was running for re-election in 2018. The same thing, because our podcast has been around since 2018, so we've been covering what Abbott and Dan Patrick have been doing. He said the same thing in 2018. Oh, I'm open to decrimming it. But he didn't stop. In the subsequent legislative sessions, he did not stop Dan Patrick from blocking it in 2019 and 2021. He did not stop him. That's how you know this is cap. That's how you know he's full of it. And then he's not serious about what he's saying. He's just playing good cop, bad cop with Dan Patrick. That's all he's doing. He's not actually going to do anything. That's how you know for certain right there. Meanwhile, during his re-election campaign, Governor Greg Abbott has struck a moderate tone when it comes to marijuana and signaled he's open to the idea of the decriminalization of it. Again, this is deja vu all over again. He said the same thing in 2020. He said the same thing. No, excuse me, 2018, because that's when he was running the last time. He said the same exact thing that he's open to decrim. Yet when the session started, the legislative session happened in 2019 and 2021. You didn't get cannabis decrim. No, you didn't. And Dan Patrick was the one who blocked it both times. The faster the boomers get shoved out of politics, the better we'll all be. Small possession of marijuana is not the type of violation that we want to stockpile the jails with. He says that, but he continues to stockpile the jails with it, and he doesn't stop Dan Patrick from blocking the bill to get. He does not stop him from blocking the bill for blocking the bill to getting to his desk. He never holds Dan Patrick accountable because he agrees with Dan Patrick. Just like Joe Biden never holds Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin accountable because he's a conservative Democrat like those two Democrats too. He agrees with their position and uses them as a shield. Some of the boomers don't get. It's time for all of us, including the governor, members of the Texas legislature, and others to come together and set aside our political differences to have an honest conversation about cannabis, where we have been, where we are going, what role government should properly play. Miller ended his letter. We owe it to our fellow Texans, especially those who are suffering, to lead or just get out of the way if you can't formulate effective cannabis policy for Texas. Baby boomers, lead or get out of the way. Do what the people want or get the fuck out of the way and stop hindering and ruining the progress of your kids and your grandkids. Get right or get left. But that's enough for me for today for this episode. I can be found anywhere you find podcasts such as iTunes, CastBox, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and other platforms like it. You can find me on Twitter at ICSativaPod, on Getter at ICSativaPod, and on Instagram at _IAmCannabisSativa. As always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.
If you find yourself coming around often to my podcast and want to support our humble little project, there are quite a few ways you could do so. Supporting us helps us keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. You could do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IAmCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 and above tier if you are feeling extra generous. Additionally, if you wish to get in contact with us, you can leave a voice message on Anchor, and you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/imcannabissativapodcast and click the send voice message button. And I may just play it on a future episode. You could also call and leave a voice message at 617-466-9389. And I may just play it on a future episode. Feel free to join the ever expanding I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast planet on Discord. We've got a Discord channel, and that Discord channel can be found at https://discord.gg/greg/65tg2nr. Again, that is https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Feel free to check out Sequoia Organics for a great source of CBD and hemp-based products. You can check them out by the link https://bit.ly/33fkrv9, and you can enter the following coupon codes for extra discounts, such as dogtreat20, tincture20, 40% sign off ISO, 15% sign off CBD, and that applies to the entire store. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.